One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, it is Jack Gill and welcome to Red Men News. I hope you all had a good bank holiday weekend. I'm joined by Lauren Black today for this one. Lauren, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. The weather was lovely, wasn't it? So it was just nice to be able to sit in the garden and chill for a little bit. Did you?
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all, was it? The football on as well, the Bundesliga. Yeah. So stick that on, watch a bit of footy and a nice long weekend. We've got lots of news today. We're going to start with the Shaqiri stuff. Dominic King tweeted this morning that Newcastle have sounded out Jerdan Shaqiri's representatives about a move this summer. Liverpool will not stand in his way if the initial talks firm up and Shaqiri would be interested, providing the takeover goes through. I think this is interesting, Lauren. For a while, I think Shaqiri's future at Liverpool has been uncertain. He's not had too much game time this season. Nonetheless, I think he's been an important player since he signed for us. Obviously, he's got that memorable United game where he scored two and got Jose Mourinho sacked. He's got Liverpool-Barcelona. Obviously, he was involved in that, got an assist for Wijnaldum's goal. And I remember Derby performance against Everton. He's been superb against them as well. So he's got nice moments in a Liverpool shirt, but there's not been too many of them, has there?
No, you're right. There's not been too many. He hasn't really been like a first team starter for a while now. Obviously, had like that really dry spell at the beginning of the year. Obviously, came in for the Everton game, played well, had like all the memorable moments last season. But yeah, he just hasn't been, you know, the main man for us this year. Obviously, it's hard to compete with the likes of Salah, Mane, Firmino, all them type of players. But yeah, it's interesting to know that Newcastle are interested in him because obviously they are in the midst of that takeover. And obviously, last week they were linked with Koulibaly. So then to go from Koulibaly to Shaqiri is a bit of a mad one. But obviously, if they're offering him, you know, first team games, regular starter, then he probably will be wanting to go there because especially with some of the players that we've been linked with so far, whether that's true or not, if we do sign some people, he's obviously just going to go down the pecking order even more.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because when you talk about improving your squad, Shaqiri is going to be a man that we're going to look to improve on. And, you know, he's a very good player, but have we sort of surpassed that level of player? I think so, judging by his game time this season. And you know, he's a player that will probably want more game time. And when, as you say, Newcastle in the middle of this takeover, and actually this may be a very good first signing for them, a player with experience at a top club, Champions League experience. You know, it might be a very good signing for Newcastle and a very good signing for Jerdan Shaqiri, who will now see himself get a lot more action if he can stay fit, of course. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this one pans out. I personally do think he'll be on his way out of Liverpool when the transfer window opens, but it'll be interesting to see if it is Newcastle he goes to or if he goes somewhere else abroad. Let us know in the comments what you think. Will Newcastle be a good move for Jerdan Shaqiri? What do you think about it from a Liverpool perspective? Do you think he's better off going abroad? Let us know in the comments. Another day, another Timo Werner news story. And we've got an article here from transfermarkt.co.uk. They say that Liverpool are unwilling to pay Timo Werner's £55 million release clause. This is interesting, Lauren, because I know Sky reported this as well a few weeks ago. I, at the time, thought that it may be that we feel as though we can get him cheap. Obviously, for a long time, he's flirted with the move to Liverpool. It's very clear that Timo Werner wants Liverpool as his next destination. Well, what do you make of it? Do you think that's the case? Or do you think that maybe with all the coronavirus stuff going on, our interest in Timo Werner is falling?
I think it's a mixture of a few things. I think obviously Liverpool will want to try and get him at the best price possible. And obviously we don't really know what's going on with the transfer window at the minute due to all the coronavirus stuff. But I think that I don't think they're going to get him any cheaper than 55 million. Obviously that's his release clause. He's currently worth 64 million. So, you know, if Leipzig know that he's worth 64 million, they're not going to let him go for less than 55. And obviously, you know, if it turns out that a deal is done or it isn't done and he stays at Leipzig for another season and he improves even more, then Leipzig are going to want 70, 80 million for him this time next year. So I think if Liverpool really want him, they really need to get him now while he can get him on the release clause, which is 55 million, because I don't see Leipzig going any less than that.
Yeah, it is very interesting because obviously, as you say, 55 million in itself is a big steal for Timo Werner. So getting him for cheaper than that seems almost impossible. But if he doesn't want to sign a new contract at Leipzig may be forced into selling him for cheaper than that. And, you know, with everything going on in the transfer market and with all the coronavirus stuff, you never know, prices might plummet and fall massively. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this develops, because, as you know, before all this coronavirus stuff, it seemed pretty certain that Timo Werner would be a Liverpool player this summer. But, you know, now it's a bit slightly more doubtful than it was a few months ago, that's for sure. Let us know again what you think in the comments. Do you think we'll get Timo Werner on the cheap, or do you think we need to push for that release clause if we can? Mbappe 2020, I've not spoke about this stuff for a long, long time. But again, here's another player flirting with a move to Liverpool. He has called Liverpool a machine. So Lauren, he's gone from playing with us on FIFA, saying that he wants to play one day, to now saying that we're a machine. Still very unlikely though, isn't it?
Yeah, still very unlikely. I doubt it. You know, if we don't even want to pay 55 million for Timo Werner, I don't think we're going to be paying 100, 150 million for Mbappe. As much as we'd all love to see him in a Liverpool shirt. But yeah, it's just nice that he obviously knows, you know, that we're all big fans of him and he's been linked with us for a while and stuff like that. So for him to be flirting with us like this isn't the most ideal. But it's just nice that, you know, we're being recognised by players like that and by, you know, other top clubs in the country, that, you know, we're not just a one season wonder who just happened to win the Champions League last season. Like we are getting back to our best now, and players, you know, of his calibre, even though he's still so young, you know, just highlighting the fact that we're doing so well is nice. But yeah, I don't think we'll be seeing him in a Liverpool shirt next season, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. And all this coronavirus stuff only prevents it a bit more than it was already unlikely. But, you know, I think it's very doubtful now. As much as we'd all love Kylian Mbappe at Liverpool, I can't see it happening. Definitely short term anyway. But, you know, it's nice to hear a player of his calibre say these sorts of comments about us. And you know, for a player like Mbappe, one of the best players in the world, to say these sort of comments about our club is just fantastic, isn't it? So hopefully... you know, hopefully in a few years we'll see him with us. But for now, I think we'll have to see him from afar at other clubs, continue doing what he's doing. Yeah. There's more news on the Premier League's return. We've got an article from the Mirror here talking about a TV bonanza and the sort of deal that Sky are looking for for when it is to return. It says that they've got a strategy for rebate minimisation. On Thursday's agenda, they've got a big meeting, which means they're going to try to keep Sky, BT Sport and Amazon happy. Obviously, they want to keep the fee that the clubs will have to pay at the end of the season at a minimum. It does say that Sky... you know, want up to 5 showings on a weekend, you know, the 12, 2, 5, and you know, stuff like that. So I think it's going to be very interesting when football returns. We've seen with the Bundesliga, BT Sport have got obviously all the games, but a lot of them are on at the same time. In the Premier League, a lot of English fans, we're going to be wanting to watch as much football as possible, and these clubs are still going to want to get, you know, they're going to be wanted to be watched by as many as possible. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it does come back. What do you think will be the best way of tackling this, Lauren?
It's interesting to see that they want to, you know, do like back-to-back games a week, a weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Obviously, like you said, they want to try and keep obviously Sky and BT and all them happy. I see in BBC were mentioned as well, but I think it's unlikely that they'll be getting any if not many games. like you said, obviously we all want to see football back on the telly. So if that's the best way to do it, then, you know, in order to keep both fans and, you know, like Sky and BT happy, then let's do it. But I don't know, I think it's going to be weird because obviously we had the whole thing of the Bundesliga coming back. And, you know, obviously many people won't follow German football. But I remember sitting down and watching the first game, like, which was Dortmund, and thinking, oh yeah, like, this is nice to watch. But then watching all the other ones, and I thought, you just couldn't get yourself back into it. Whether that's just because you just don't follow it or whether you just don't support those teams, obviously it's going to be a lot different. I want to watch every single Liverpool game that I possibly can for the remainder of the season. But I think it will take people, you know, a couple of weeks just to get back into the swing of football being on the telly. So I think it's probably wise that they play every match, because if it turns out that all the kickoffs are 3 p.m, then there's just going to be uproar from fans, I think. So, yeah, I think it's wise that they do show the games when they're back on.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, it's interesting, the same here, obviously. Saturday, 12, then 2, then 4, then 6, then 8, and exactly the same on Sunday, which, wow, what a concept. My weekends would be absolutely sorted. You know, I'd be in lockdown all weekend happily for that. But yeah, let us know in the comments what you think. Would you love to see that format? It also talks about that there's a push from broadcasters to show midweek games as well, like we've seen this week in the Bundesliga, which could see them kick off at 6 and 8. So very interesting. It's going to be good to see what comes from that meeting on Thursday, whether we're going to see this format or whether it's going to be like the Bundesliga with many games on at the same time. Who knows? At this point, I'm just happy to get football back when possible. Yeah. The next statement, we've got the Premier League stuff that's just come out with training to resume, and then we'll go on to the season ticket and WSL stuff. So they've released the following statement on Wednesday. It says Premier League shareholders today voted unanimously to resume contact training, marking another step towards restarting the Premier League season when safe to do so. Lauren, this is fantastic news. We spoke about at the time, me and Ross spoke about actually how tackling being banned in training is a necessity for now. It's one of the first steps to getting things back to normal and for people to start feeling more safer. For this to be allowed now, means that clubs can accelerate their preparation for getting football back as quick as possible.
Yeah, well, tackling's a part of the game. You know, you can't go a game without one tackle being made. So yeah, like you said, in order, you know, for the players to start getting their preparation back in full swing and be able to train properly and in you know, in a game environment will be nice for them and just help them get back more into the swing of things, because obviously they've been doing their own programs and stuff like that, but you know, as part of the game, you need to tackle. So, like, yeah, obviously they want to try and avoid as much contact as possible. But you've seen from the Bundesliga matches, it's just not possible. It's just engraved in the players that they play a certain way. You know, they're all jumping up for headers. They're all like shoulder to shoulder in the box when there's a corner. So if you could do all that but there was no tackling, then it would have just been weird. So yeah, it's good that they've now given the green light for that to, you know, to start again.
It's interesting as well, there's been obviously rumours that players will be asked to turn their head away when going into a tackle, but obviously that's more dangerous, and then it's just very strange. But I can completely understand why at first it was banned in training, but now for it to be completely allowed and these players can do what they can, I mean, they're being tested twice a week or whatever it is anyway, so I think it's safe to do so now. So it's good to see, and as I say, hopefully now this will accelerate when football can return, and you know, teams will be more prepared and more likely to want it to be back when it can be. To move on, John Henderson has said that the Premier League trophy lift will be obviously a bit strange without fans. He's absolutely right, isn't it? Isn't he, Lauren? You know, I think we've all sort of started to understand what it's going to be like now. It's not going to be the party that we planned this summer. But nonetheless, it's going to be very good to see Jordan Henderson from our seats at home lifting that Premier League trophy, isn't it? We just want it back as soon as we can.
Yeah, exactly. If it's been a really long wait, so now for it to be extended even further because of the coronavirus has been tough. But yet we've all come to terms with the fact that, you know, we're not going to be able to see it at Anfield. But to be able to just watch it on the telly would be good enough for me. Obviously, there's the whole thing about whether there will be a trophy lift last week. So hopefully that does go ahead. Hopefully it's safe enough to do that. But yeah, like you said, it'd be heartbreaking for both the players and for like Klopp as well, because you can see how passionate they get after games and how much they interact with the crowd after matches as well. So for there to not be a big stadium full of fans will be weird, but I'm sure we'll celebrate when the time comes next season.
Yeah, these are the sorts of moments that players dream about, isn't it? You know, it would have been amazing to be at Anfield and experience that trophy lift and the parade. We saw the numbers that the parade for the Champions League did last year. It was just incredible. And, you know, those players seem to love being on the top of that bus with Heineken's, absolutely loving life. So, you know, I think they'll be as upset as we are that they can't experience that, and they'll be more intent on doing exactly the same next season and making sure that we win it next season so we can have this party doubled that we've been planning this year anyway. But, you know, it is disappointing, but I think we've all realised that this has to be the case with everything going on at the moment. To go on to stuff that obviously you know more about than me, Lauren, Liverpool FC has released a statement following the Women's Super League being suspended. And it, obviously, it's difficult, isn't it, for Vicky Jepson's side, Lauren? Obviously, they were in the relegation zone. They've had a disappointing season. And for this to now be scrapped, they could have got out of this mess. They could have survived. But obviously, it's likely now that they will be relegated into the second division of women's football. What do you make of this news, Lauren?
Yeah, it was. They sort of just confirmed on Monday what we all already knew. The season's been officially cancelled now, but we all gathered that was going to happen anyway. Obviously, Liverpool are at the bottom of the table at the minute, but we still had 8 games left, which is a third of our games remaining, and there's only a point between us and the place above us. Only one team gets relegated in the Women's Super League, so you know we still had time to get ourselves out of that relegation zone. You know, we could have put ourselves up to like fifth or sixth. Like, there's not that many points in between. So yeah, from like a Liverpool perspective, it's really disappointing because we still don't know what's going to happen. Whether they're going to go off a points per game system, whether the season's just going to get voided completely, whether they're going to promote but they won't relegate. Like, we just have no idea. So hopefully in the next week or so we find out. But it would be heartbreaking for us to be relegated on the basis of this, because, you know, like I said, we still had a lot of games to go, and I believe that we could have got ourselves out of it as well, which is even more frustrating.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've seen a couple of the videos over this as well with all these players. Obviously, it must be such a difficult situation for them, knowing that it's probably not going to return, but they've still got to keep fit and ready and prepare to fight to avoid relegation if it does return. I've seen a couple of videos. I think they did a cooking challenge the other day, didn't they, with Becky Jane or something like that. So it's very interesting, but I think it's difficult now, obviously, as you said, and as Vicky Jepson alludes to here, that they've been prepared, they're difficult decisions, and it's disappointing. And there've been every single player, the backroom staff, and myself would like to thank the fans for the loyal support this season and all that. And they have been preparing to carry on the season, but obviously they've been forced into this decision. So that's difficult for them. And we're going to end on an update on match day tickets. They're refunding them for obviously season ticket holders after the government's confirmation of support for the potential return of professional football. I think this was expected as well, Lauren. I think Everton were the first club to do this the other day and confirm that they will be obviously refunding all season ticket holders and everyone who has bought a ticket for the remainder of the season. But it's good to see Liverpool doing it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was expected for every club. Obviously, there was the whole talk of whether they're going to refund you the money or whether they're going to just carry it over to next season's season ticket. This was the first I'd heard about it because me and my dad both have season tickets, so it's nice that we've got confirmation now that we know what's going to happen with it. And we can just, like, you know, sort of keep that money aside to go towards next season's ticket. But yeah, I think it was expected. And I think if they didn't do it, there would have been a lot of uproar anyway. So yeah, obviously Everton were the first ones to do it. So just followed in their footsteps. And I think every club will be doing the same thing.
Absolutely. We'll move on to the comments now. We've got a green super chat from Stephen Somerville. So thank you for that, Stephen. It's on Kylian Mbappe, Lauren. It says, Mbappe ain't going to happen, but at least we can have these transfer rumours that are going around the club in which we wouldn't have ever had before. This is exactly it, Stephen. I think when it first came out, we were all very excited. Mbappe liked to flirt with it a bit. Jurgen Klopp enjoyed it as well. We know he admires Kylian Mbappe, who doesn't... it's very unlikely. It's not a Liverpool sort of deal, is it, Lauren? But, you know, it's something that we can all look at and hope for, isn't it?
Yeah, he's only 21, so, you know, he's still got a long career ahead of him, so you never know what's going to happen in the future. But I think in the next couple of years, it doesn't seem very likely. But it's nice to know that you're all linked with a player of his calibre.
Absolutely. We've got a comment from Johnny Walker saying Newcastle are now the richest club on the planet. So Shaqiri, Lallana, Lovren, Karius and Klein can all go there in a $250 million bargain bucket mega deal. Well, that would be very interesting. I don't think they are the richest club just yet. I still think they'll have some troubles with that takeover going through, especially with everything going on in the world at the moment. But obviously, if it does go through, then of course they will be. And it's going to be very interesting to follow Newcastle United and what happens there, who they go for, that sort of thing. But I think Shaqiri would be the sort of signing that would be interesting and would see them going in the right direction, don't you, Lauren?
Yeah, exactly. I think he'd be more than willing to go there. And it'd be a nice first signing for them as well. Obviously, you know, they've been linked with bigger and better players. But yeah, I think that'd be a really good move for both Newcastle and Shaqiri.
Yeah, Shlomo Skates agrees with me, saying it's the perfect signing for Newcastle to start building their project. And George Fuller says, it would be a shame, but I think it would be best for the guys. Sadly, too injury prone for us and makes room in the squad for Werner. I think that's absolutely right. And I think that's what we all have to focus on. And that's where we'll leave it for today. You know, Shaqiri going would be difficult. We've got an abundance of good memories of him at the club, but we're upgrading our squad, and Timo Werner coming to the club would obviously be an excellent replacement. So thank you very much for watching today, guys, and we'll be back on Friday for the news. Ta-ra.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.